Owner's going to Fiona's going to talk to us.
God calls and Jonah obeys. Then the Lord spoke his word to Jonah again. The Lord said, "Get up, go to the great city of Nineveh, preach against it what I tell you." So Jonah obeyed the Lord. He got up and went to Nineveh. It was a very large city. It took a person 3 days just to walk across it. Jonah entered the city. When he had walked for 1 day, he preached to the people. He said, "After 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed in God. They announced they would stop eating for a while. They put on rough cloth to show how sad they were. All the people in the city wore the cloth. People from the most important to the least important did this. God saw what the people did. He saw that they stopped doing evil things. So God changed his mind and did not do what he'd warned. He did not punish them.
Thank you. So I just thought it'd be good just to have a little bit of a think about what this fishy story might be all about. We saw in the drama that God gave some instructions to Jonah. Jonah was given a message for the people of Nineveh. And the word for this is proclaim. Can anyone remember from our drama what the message was and what it was all about? Anyone remember? Sorry, I haven't got a mic. Can you remember?
I remember he was supposed to tell them, "If you don't stop being evil, then I will destroy your city.
Awesome. Isn't that fantastic? Fantastic. Isn't that just excellent? So, yes, it's very much about saying sorry for the things that they'd done wrong. And that God might forgive them. Otherwise, that, as you rightly say, he was going to destroy the city. And I wonder why God was concerned about the people of Nineveh, as the sailors in the drama talked about, and how Jonah kept talking about how he had to go and tell the people of Nineveh how bad they were and how God was going to punish them. You might be sitting there wondering why they think God chose Jonah. Might be, you know, why did God choose Jonah and not someone else? Why was Jonah reluctant? And it might be that that's a bit more difficult question to answer, but for those that are maybe coming down to the meeting place, that's exactly what we're going to be thinking a little bit more about. So if you want to hear more about why, then do come down there. But much to Jonah's surprise, the people of Nineveh actually listened. They listened to what he had to say. And I wonder whether they realised that they had got things wrong and that they hoped that God would decide not to destroy them. And so the amazing thing about this fishy story is that the people acted on what they listened to. They changed completely. They put on sackcloth, and to show how sorry they were, all in the hope that God would change their mind from being angry. And so God gave them a new start. Now God saw that they had changed their mind, they changed their behaviour, and so he decided not to punish Nineveh. Is that what you were expecting? No. You know, when, you know, the word was preached, and I think, you know, maybe if people were as bad as all of that, they'd think, "No, I'm right. We're going to just carry on as we are." But they didn't. God was able to speak to their hearts and their minds. Now, have you spotted the first letters of each of those words? And if we highlight those letters, that spells the word plan. Yeah, spells the word plan. And so God had a plan, and Jonah was part of that plan. In fact, he was God's only plan. God didn't have a plan B, he had a plan A. And he didn't go to Jonah and then ask someone else. You know, so when Jonah said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that, God didn't then say, okay, well, I'll go and speak to Georgie and ask her to do it. No, he kept with his original plan. Then if we wind the clock forward several hundred years to when Jesus called his disciples, he also didn't have a plan B. God's people today, that's you and me, so all of us that are here today, are part of God's plan A, to tell the world of the good news of Jesus. We are the ones chosen to be God's ambassadors. So let's just spend a moment asking ourselves the question, whether are we going to be like Jonah, who was reluctant, or are we going to be like the first disciples who dropped everything to follow Jesus? And if we choose that we're going to follow Jesus, let's also remember that we have God's Spirit to help us, to equip us, to be able to share the message of Jesus with our friends, with our families, and with everyone that we meet.